Career Corner is a program produced by the Minnesota Radio Talking Book Network, part of State Services for the Blind, and it is recorded for people who are blind or have reading disabilities. You can find complete programming of the Radio Talking Book at www.mnssb.org/RTB, and the password is RTB. Your host for the Career Corner is Ann Obst.
We'll turn to the Ask Matt column from the same issue of the Star Tribune, titled, I'm 60 Years Old, Will Anyone Hire Me? By Matt Crumry. Dear Matt, I'm 60 and looking for a new job. I've been in the same job for 15 years and thought I'd stay until retirement. But I'd like to find something new. Will anyone hire someone my age? Matt says, yes. Many employers value older workers, says Debbie Banda, Interim Vice President of Financial Security for AARP, the national membership organization that provides resources for people age 50-plus. The website for AARP's Life Reimagined for Work program, www.lifereimagined.org/work, even highlights employers that have signed a pledge to value older workers and treat them fairly in the recruitment process. I counsel job seekers of all ages, but especially those 50-plus, to focus on talents, skills, and abilities. Your experience, industry expertise, professionalism, and past successes should be emphasized during your job search. However, the job search has changed in recent years, and adapting to those changes will be key to your success, says Banda. For example, you'll need to create multiple versions of your resume. No longer does a one-size-fits-all resume work. Today's resumes must be targeted to specific positions. As a result, you will have to do your homework and identify jobs that match your qualifications. Look for the key skills required for each position and make sure your resume uses the same terminology as the job description. Here's a good formula to use when describing work experience. Highlight each skill, how it was applied, and the results. Only include the past 10 to 15 years on your resume, not your entire work history. Leave off dates of schooling and any irrelevant or dated experience. You will need a LinkedIn profile since more than 94% of employers use LinkedIn for recruiting. Once you create a profile, you can search for profiles of employers who might be hiring someone with your skills. Also, set up a Facebook profile and a Twitter account, and make sure to follow companies that interest you. They might be posting or tweeting about job openings. Next, make sure you're current with today's technology. Consider taking a class through Adult Education, the Science Museum of Minnesota Computer Learning Center, or the online tutorials at www.lynda.com. Finally, network, network, network. Statistics show that 70% of all jobs are found through the hidden job market. Making connections could lead to your next position. You might need to update your appearance and wardrobe to fit today's professional standards, says Banda. Above all, stay positive. You never know where you will get your next lead, says Banda. Remember, you only need one employer to say yes. That concludes the Ask Matt column from the October 12th issue of the Star Tribune, titled, I'm 60 Years Old, Will Anyone Hire Me? By Matt Crumry. I'm Ann Obst.